Hey everyone, and thanks for tuning in to 8-Bit Bits, presented by 8-Bit Geek. My name is Jeremy. Today I'm sitting down to review Creed, the sequel to Rocky. And what a sequel it was. This is truly just a really, really, really fun way to extend the franchise, to re-envision the franchise, and to revitalize the franchise. This film does a great job of hitting every single point that the first and second Rocky brought us, those spectacular moments of just feeling in awe. And man, I really feel like I need to start working out. That's one thing I hate about going to see these kind of movies. I feel really motivated afterwards, and I'm like, yes, I'm gonna get in shape, I'm gonna lose this gut, and I'm gonna be Rocky or whoever, but it doesn't materialize. But that's okay, I guess. Maybe not. Anyways, this film has garnered a lot of attention. It's gotten a lot of great reviews and some really cool stuff. So the synopsis is essentially the world former heavyweight champion, Rocky Balboa, serves as a trainer and mentor to Adonis Johnson, the son of his late friend and former rival, Apollo Creed. The setup is pretty much that, you know, Rocky's taken over Mickey's job. And here's a fun little fact for you. Rocky Balboa is now the same age that Mickey was in the first movie in 1976. He is 69 years old. It's crazy to think like that, and to think about that, because Rocky, obviously, I mean, Sylvester Stallone called him Rocky. Oftentimes, a lot of people think that, you know, these could be autobiographical. Because of the fact that Rocky is such a at-home name. I mean, it's just, he is, I could probably sit my son down and watch the original Rocky, and he'd ask me, like, wow, is he real? You know, is that really, you know, is he in the history books? And I mean, hell, they've even got a freaking statue of him in Philadelphia. It used to be at the top of the stairs where he ran, but now it's at the bottom. They changed it. Anyways, let's get back to this film. Michael B. Jordan does a fantastic job. He delivers a great performance. This thing, Sylvester Stallone, you know, as Rocky Balboa, just comes back. There's a lot of feels in this one. I rolled a tear. You know, there's some things that happen in this one that make you nostalgic for the old films and make you think back about it. And it's just really good. The thing that works for this film is that it doesn't focus so much on the boxing as it does the characters. And I think that's what was lost in the later Rocky films. And I think that's something that the writer and director really brought back and to the series is just focus on the personalities, focus on the people, make it character driven. And, you know, people will latch onto that and you become really involved with the character. And that's what I did. I mean, Creed became, you know, I felt the same way about Creed that I did about Rocky and when I first watched it. There's definitely some nods to the old Rocky films, and they definitely, like the montage, it's very Rocky-esque, and they did change up a few things for the modern times, which was fun. It's a fantastic film. It's probably up there in my top 10 of the year. I can't say enough good things about this film. It's really, really great. There's only two fights in the film, and like I said, they focused on the story. And what's really interesting about the first fight that you'll see is that it is shot. It's all one continuous shot. And when you're watching it, it's very suspenseful. It's very tense. And they nailed it, man. It came out looking fabulous. It's just a wonderful sequence. It's really great stuff. And then the last fight really, really brought it home. Really, I mean, I was, oh my goodness, I was literally tearing up for joy as I saw this fight go down and the things that happened. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but just fantastic. It's the way it's shot. It's probably one of the best, boxing sequences, that last fight that I've seen in a film in a long time. It's right up there with the original Rocky fights, and the way they get you involved in the music, and the, I mean, it's just the cuts back to the family to keep your, you know, mind where you'll care even more. And oh man, I was so involved, and I, you know, I felt like I was at a sporting event. I was in the crowd going yes, oh God, you know, and it was just really great. So I definitely suggest anybody who's interested to go see it. It came in third in the box office, not bad, especially when it's going up against some heavy hitters that this week and over the Thanksgiving weekend. It Hunger Games came in first, and then followed by Pixar's The Good Dinosaur. So not bad at all when you, with all things considered. It made $42 million in its first week. So I really hope they get a sequel. It's set up to where it's gotten a sequel, where it's got sequel written all over it. And it's also set up to keep telling Rocky's side of the story and also ending it at some point. You can definitely see where it's going to happen and where it's going to go when you watch this movie. Other than that, yeah, just fantastic. Just fantastic. I can't say enough good things about it. I wish that, I definitely wish that it lasted longer. I mean, it was an over, it's 2 hour fight. I mean, 2 hour fight, 2 hour movie. And I it didn't feel like that. The pacing was wonderful. Cinematography was great. And, you know, the cast was really strong, really great stuff. Other than that, I give this film probably a 9 out of 10. I score these. I should be scoring it all like I do with all the other stuff. So I'll say 4 out of 5. Go see it. It's worth it. It's worth the money. Worth going to see in the theater. I wish I'd always saw it sooner, but I did check it out. So anyways, that's my pretty quick review of the film. If you have any questions or comments, please hit us up on the 8-Bit Geek on social media. Check out our other podcast, our main podcast with Kevin and with Doug every Tuesday. It drops on iTunes, and you can subscribe to us there. You can also check it out on Audio Boom, our home for our podcast, as well as our website, www.the8bitgeek.com. We'll talk to you later.